This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's something to think about the next time you're at the grocery store trying to find a ripe avocado. Narco-trafficking. Seriously. We now eat so many avocados in this economy, the overwhelming majority of which come from Mexico, that demand like that and the value of the crop has given rise to extortion and hijacking cartels and worse. Kate Linthicum is a foreign correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. She's based in Mexico City, wrote about this recently. Kate, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
One of the things you point out in this piece is the only way I can think of to describe it is the corporate structure. You know, when you were talking about narco trafficking in this article, it was big international conglomerates with supply chains and logistics and all of that. These gangs and cartels going after avocado farms are much more small local businesses.
Yeah, well, think about how difficult it is, really, to traffic drugs on a large scale. You're in Mexico, you have to have contacts in South America, for example. If you're importing cocaine, you have to have control of the port in Mexico where that cocaine arrives. You have to have contacts with dealers in the U.S. who actually get these drugs to the customers. And these smaller groups that have emerged, they don't have all those contacts necessarily. So they look for money wherever they can get it. And in this stretch of the country, it's produce, and specifically avocados.
And the barriers to entry, I imagine, are pretty low. You need some trucks to deal with this stolen produce and some guns.
Right. And guns are pretty easy to secure here because, you know, 250 of them are estimated to be coming from the U.S. each day illegally. And you can hijack a truck if you don't have one. That's what we're seeing, 4 trucks hijacked every day in this state.
So there's extortion and protection money that farmers have to pay. What do you hear from the workers who are actually up in the trees harvesting this fruit?
Yeah, so this problem has really affected everybody in the production line. So you do have the grove owners who are having to pay extortion, often to multiple groups. And then on down the line, you have drivers who are being targeted. And then you have the pickers themselves who say they're forced at gunpoint to go to these cartel-controlled farms and pick avocados for them. Hmm. It's really good money by Mexican standards. A picker makes, you know, $75 a day. Wow. Compared to the $5 minimum wage across Mexico. But it's increasingly pretty dangerous work, too.
It is totally fascinating, and I will tell you, completely depressing this story is. How much of what's going on down there is demand from the United States? We are eating, you say in this story, an unbelievable amount of Mexican avocados.
Right, yeah. The vast majority of avocados consumed in the U.S. are from Mexico, from the state of Michoacán. I've had people ask me in recent days, like, should we be boycotting avocados from Mexico? That would probably hurt this region more than it would help it. These cartels have shown an amazing ability to diversify. That's why they're in the avocado business to begin with. They were originally drug trafficking groups that have broken down and looked for business elsewhere. So I don't think that a boycott is necessarily the answer.
So what's the solution? What's the answer, right? I mean, you talk about government inability to control the violence. You've talked about government inability to control the extortion and the actual practice of this kind of trafficking. What's the answer?
Not a simple question.
Yeah.
Not easy answers. But López Obrador, the current Mexican president, you know, was elected on a platform of pledging to change this. He said, we are no longer at war with the cartels. You know, he's created a bunch of social programs that he says in time will make it so people don't want to join drug cartels. But those are very long-term strategies. And in the short term, you know, in the last couple of weeks, we've had a few extremely violent events in Mexico that have shook people. And López Obrador's popularity has fallen 10 points in just a couple of months. He said very clearly what he's not going to do, but he hasn't exactly said what he plans to do instead.
Kate Linthicum, in Mexico City for the Los Angeles Times, writing about the avocado trade. It's kind of amazing. Kate, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.